When I came to America, we went to St. Anthony in Wichita, Kansas, and it's a very beautiful church. And on the two side altars, we would have six saints total, three on each side. So St. Margaret of Scotland would be on the left-hand side, and St. Elizabeth of Hungary would be on the right-hand side with one of the saints that were there. And so I have this affinity to her even when I was young. And as I grew older and older, I look into her own story, especially with the office of readings today. It really remind me of why she was a saint, or why she continued to be a good example to us even now. Even though she was a very noble lady, a daughter of the King of Hungary, she lived her life not chasing after the richness or the wealth of this world, but she found her richness and her wealth in how she loved Christ. Even from a very young age, she has this affectionate care for the poor, the abandoned, the forgotten, those who were often pushed away by society. St. Elizabeth of Hungary married a nobleman, but he knew her heart, and he was very supportive of her in that way. He allowed her to set up a hospital to care for those who couldn't care for themselves. And even when she was a noble lady, she went and visited them at least twice a day and care for those who were foul and festering and often ignored by the rest of society. And when her husband passed away, she sold and renounced all of her possession. And according to her historical account, she laid herself on the bare altar after it was stripped on Good Friday. She laid herself down on that altar and she renounced everything she had. And she took upon herself the cloak of a religious. She made a personal vow to live the rest of her life caring for those who cannot care for themselves. St. Elizabeth, for the rest of her life as a widow and now a religious, set up a hospice. And unlike nowadays, where we have advanced medical technology and way to care for people, when people go to the hospital back in those days, right, they're basically there to die. So especially to create a hospice, right? Imagine the hopelessness or the despair or the negative thought, emotion, or feelings that would have been there. But in the midst of all of that, Elizabeth chose to love those people. She cared for them, and she gave herself to them. And I think this is what's important in our day and age now, my brothers and sisters. And we heard both the first reading from the first letter of St. John, as well as the gospel reading from the from St. Luke today. And it invites us to truly love God in our neighbor. Mother Angelica once said, it's easy to be a saint until God put people in our life. And that's hard, right? It's hard to be a saint when we have to love those people, right? The people that don't always share the same vision, the same mentality, the same perspective, the same worldview, the same values as us. But how do we love them? And it's hard. And that's why there's a famous phrase in the church. It says, to revenge is human, but to forgive is divine. To forgive or to love someone is divine. Only with the grace of God, especially with those who are hard to love. Only with the grace of God, only with God can we choose to love those who are way different than us. But that's what it means to love. not to like those who are like-minded, or to those easy to get along with, but to truly pour out ourselves, to donate ourselves, to give ourselves in loving Christ in the other. I'll end my homily today by quoting another saying that is a favorite of mine. It's, they often call him the Jolly Pope. Saint Pope John the 23rd. He always says, let the Jesus in me meet the Jesus in you. We're all made in the image and likeness of God. And every time we go to Mass, we hear the prayers being said, directed to the Father, because we are the body of Christ. And through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, we are being transformed into Christ each day, to be that imitation and reflection of Him, to call out to God our Father, Abba, Father, I love you. We are becoming more like Christ each day at the members of His body, the church. And so, therefore, Christ lives in each and every one of us. And it's important for us to recognize that, let the Jesus in me meet the Jesus in you. So that each and every one of our words or actions, we might encounter the Lord and His challenges, so that we can truly love one another as He has loved us.